Be assured by these words from Isaiah 43, verses 15 through 19 on page 857 in your pew Bible. I am the Lord, your holy God, Israel's creator and king. I am the one who cut a path through the mighty ocean. I sent an army to chase you with chariots and horses. Now they lie dead, unable to move. They are like an oil lamp with the flame snuffed out. The Lord said, Forget what happened long ago. Don't think about the past. I am creating something new. There it is. Do you see it? I have put roads in deserts, streams in thirsty lands. Take these words into your heart from Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21 on page 1424. I kneel in prayer to the Father. All beings in heaven and on earth receive their life from them. God is wonderful and glorious. I pray that His Spirit will make you become strong followers and that Christ will live in your hearts because of your faith. Stand firm and be deeply rooted in His love. I pray that you and all of God's people will understand what is called wide or long, high or deep. I want you to know all about Christ's love, although it is too wonderful to be measured. Then your lives will be filled with all that God is. I pray that Christ Jesus and the church will forever bring praise to God. His power at work in us can do far more than we dare ask or imagine. Amen. Hold on to these words.
Let us pray.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings, O mine, with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto
Most Holy God, grant that what we speak with our lips, we may believe in our hearts. And what we believe in our hearts, we may show forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. 2 weeks ago, we began our annual fall stewardship series. If you're someone who's been part of this church or just about any church for any amount of time, you probably know that many churches do a stewardship series each year around this time. And of course, the stewardship series is sometimes crassly known as the time of year when we talk about money in church. Because money is critically important to how we do life in this culture, and because our faithfulness to God and our Christian discipleship is meant to invade every part of life, it would be totally appropriate to talk about money with some relative frequency throughout any given year. Of course, we don't tend to do that in the church because we actually want people to show up and listen to what we have to say. And we know there are some topics folks can only tolerate focusing on in church on rare occasions. Money is one such topic. So we are nearing the end of our fall stewardship series. And the title and theme for this series is Thrive, Strength for Today, Hope for Tomorrow. A theme based on the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. That hymn happens to be one of my very favorites. And as my life has had ups and downs over the last 10 to 15 years of adulthood for me, I have grown to appreciate ever more the message of that hymn. Great is Thy Faithfulness is all about God's providence, God's presence, guidance and strength through all seasons of life. The more life I live, the more I appreciate how God has brought me through stale or rough seasons into more vibrant, joyful ones. The assurance of God's presence brings an abundance of strength for whatever today brings. But knowing God's past action in my life also brings hope for a bright tomorrow when I'm unsure or fearful. In fact, that right there is a running theme through the Old Testament of our Bible, recalling God's past actions in order to find hope for the future. We can hear this clearly in words Doris just read from Isaiah 43. I am the Lord, your only God, Israel's creator and king. I am the one who cut a path through the mighty ocean. I sent an army to chase you with chariots and horses. Now they lie dead, unable to move. They are like an oil lamp with the flame snuffed out. In other words, through the prophet Isaiah, God was saying to the people, I know you're struggling right now, and I know you're having a hard time looking ahead with joy. But remember when I delivered you in the past? Remember when I brought you through one of the most challenging times in your life? I did it before, and I will do it again. But then God also asks the people not to dwell too long on the past, because the future will bring with it something brand new, something so glorious they may not be able to anticipate it on their own. The Lord said, "Forget what happened long ago. Don't think about the past. I am creating something new. There it is. Do you see it? I have put roads in deserts, streams in thirsty lands." Sometimes in life, it takes holy imagination to look beyond our current circumstance and to think about what's possible in the future. In the time of the prophet Isaiah, the people of ancient Israel needed God to remind them to imagine. And we need that reminder too sometimes, whatever our current circumstances happen to be. And as we are in the midst of our stewardship season, I know that very often in this life, money is a cause of abundant struggle today. And that when we struggle with money today, it can be hard to find hope for tomorrow. This past week, members and friends of McCabe received in the mail an estimate of giving card for our 2016 budget year. When we give of our finances, we are giving back to God through the church, and that giving is a sign of thanks, a token of gratitude for the many gifts we receive from God, gifts through McCabe and in all of life. The financial gifts you, any of us, make to support the ministry God calls us to here in our neighborhood bless all over the place. They bless our neighborhood, our state, our conference of the United Methodist Church, and even the world. Next weekend, we'll celebrate Consecration Weekend. During Consecration Weekend, we invite you to bring your estimates of giving with you to worship. In each of our 4 weekend worship services, there will be a time of consecration, a time when we will bring our estimate of giving cards forward to place them near the altar in dedication. Financial giving is meant to be a joyful sacrifice, a gift back to God in thanksgiving for God's providence, thanksgiving for the faithfulness and strength God offers for today, thanksgiving for the hope God brings for tomorrow. And I know financial issues can be tricky. For some of us, considering what we will give financially is fairly easy. Our incomes are adequate or more than adequate for our daily needs. Plus, we have enough beyond that to save a little and to spend some on recreation and entertainment. Those of us in that kind of financial situation should have an easier time being joyful about our giving. That's not always the case, though. For others of us, just making it through a week or even through a day brings about financial struggle. And considering any kind of charitable giving brings anxiety or fear that we won't have enough. Whatever your financial situation is, as you consider how you might give back to God through McCabe, a question you may want to keep in mind is this: what would it take for me to give with a sense of joy? What would it take for me to give with a sense of joy? Ever since I became a full-time pastor back in the summer of 2003, I have given 10% of my income back to God through the churches I've served. And let me tell you, some months I give that 10% joyfully, while other months I have given it only out of a sense of obligation as a pastoral leader. Maybe the bills had stacked up, or I had overspent on who knows what that month, or I just wanted to pay down a little more of that pesky student loan. But even those months when I gave my tithe a bit begrudgingly, God proved faithful, and in the end, I have always had enough. Our capacity to give and the amount we are able to give varies from person to person. That is always the case. It always will be the case. But no matter who we are or how much money we make, financial giving should be a joyful sacrifice, most of the time anyway. All that said, with our stewardship series theme in mind, I believe 100% that our willingness to give our time, our talent, our financial resources, our willingness to give of ourselves has everything to do with whether or not we will thrive in this life. Think about plants and flowers. They grow by taking in the right kind of nutrients, the right kind of environment. And then you know they are thriving when they green up, when they flower, blessing the world around them with life and beauty. The same is true for each of us. And for our churches, we know we are thriving when we bring life and beauty to the world around us. Our Thrive Stewardship Series theme was developed by the Dakotas Conference of the United Methodist Church, the regional Methodist body of which McCabe is part. And it was developed for a particular reason. As you can read in the bulletin insert that's about Thrive, Thrive is actually the theme for a conference-level capital campaign for congregational development. As a conference-level capital campaign, Thrive is about building a large funding pool to start new United Methodist churches in the Dakotas, and to revitalize existing congregations. And each United Methodist church in the Dakotas is being invited to consider making their own financial commitment toward the Thrive goal of $3.2 million. Our McCabe leadership is already considering what we might build into our general budget in order to contribute to this important conference campaign. Yes, we have our own ministry and missions to support already, but faithfulness to Jesus Christ always involves blessing others, going beyond ourselves. Thriving in this life is about just that, looking beyond us, using our resources to bring strength for today and hope for tomorrow to our community and to the world. I'm so grateful to the Dakotas Conference Thrive team because when they planned the theme for this capital campaign, they developed a companion worship series that works beautifully as a general stewardship series, which is exactly what we're doing here at McCabe right now. As part of this worship series, the Conference Thrive team developed, they've incorporated a song by the Christian band Casting Crowns. The song is called Thrive, so it has clear connections to this series. We're going to listen to this song as a way of closing out today's message. While the song is playing, if at any point the Spirit moves you to hum or sing along or tap your feet or whatever, please feel free to do so. Like the passage from Isaiah 43, this song invites us to use our holy imaginations. It invites us to ask God's Spirit to bless us with strength and hope that we might truly thrive.
Weary land where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to sun, make darkness run and hide.
Truly were made to thrive as children of God and as builders of God's kingdom here on earth. So may we be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit that we might go forth into the future to thrive, to share the glory of our God wherever we go. Let us pray. Most holy God, give us a faithful imagination. Help us see the future you have for us. Keep us rooted in your steadfast love. Implant into us hearts for those who do not yet know you. Give us a commitment to reach them and to share with them the message of Jesus Christ. Bless our efforts to trust in you and to do your will in this place. May we offer our best to you, O God, and may you use us to accomplish your kingdom purposes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.